It's Audio Mo Day 9. I've just got back from a walk with Joe after work. Just in out the village. There's a big field in the on the edge of the village called Great Ground. It's a huge field, and it's quite a nice sort of walk around its borders. It currently looks like they're growing grass, probably to make hay or silage, I suppose, for winter feed. It's had all sorts on it since we've been living here. It's had maize, barley. It's currently being used a lot for grazing sheep and that sort of thing. Interestingly enough, right at the top, at the sort of furthest point of the field, is the edge of the sort of village parish, and there's a great big oak tree, which apparently marks the old boundary of Drayton, as was. I think it's called the Boundary Oak or the Great Oak. So it's obviously been there a while. So it's where Drayton Parslow finishes, where we live, and Mursley, which is the next village, begins. And the next field has a path on it, which is one we use if we're walking to Mursley, because there used to be quite a nice little pub there called the Green Man, which is sadly closed. But yes, it's an interesting field, Great Ground, because it's very sort of undulating. It's not a flat field, it's on top of a hill. And there's a great big sort of crater that's overgrown in it, where apparently they were extracting sand for building work a few decades ago, certainly well back, I think, in the sort of 18th or 19th century. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, it's one of the sort of circuits that we like doing. It's a pretty good way to unwind from the working day, or the working week in this case. You often see all sorts of wildlife in there. I'm hoping actually with the long grass we might start seeing a few more hares and that sort of thing. Certainly the water deer are becoming more bold, and you often see them out in the middle of the day in the middle of the field, because they can drop down into the long grass quite happily. But yeah, it's interesting how things like trees become sort of part of the sort of infrastructure of a village, because they're convenient. They stand out, so they mark a sort of a point where one thing stops and another begins.